Let's Go to Town, starring Les Paul and Mary Ford, and our band of the month, Ralph Martiri. This is Sergeant Jack Allen with an invitation for you folks to join us here in the armory of your hometown with some of your friends and neighbors who are proud to say, we belong to the National Guard. Even though it's contrary to all military principles, I've deliberately allowed myself to be encircled, and I still say it's good strategy because the encircling movement has been carried out by our band of the month, Ralph Martiri and his orchestra. Hi, Ralph.
Hi, Jack. Great crowd here, isn't there?
Well, with your band, there's always a great reason for a great crowd. Now, completing the enveloping pincers movement are our National Guard Stars of the Month, Les Paul and Mary Ford. They're guitars, and there's not much room because they've got their fabulous electronic equipment, too.
You certainly sound surrounded, Sergeant Allen.
I didn't think any guardsman ever let himself get encircled like that.
In this case, it's a smart move, Mary, because I'm in the best tactical and strategic position to hear you and Les do your famous version of Hummingbird.
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame.
Too restless, too wild to tame.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name. Hummingbird, hummingbird winging along. No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
Blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird, winging along.
Oh.
You'd hug me and kiss me like others I've known. You'd promise to love me and call me your own.
Oh.
And then all my dreams would be shattered apart by the moon. Hum of your hummingbird heart. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the moon. Hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird.
Here's a good thought for you veterans listening in. You have a lot of wonderful training and valuable experience behind you. Why let that training get rusty or waste all that valuable experience you gained? Put it to good use by passing it on to the younger fellows in your town who are just starting their military careers in your local National Guard unit. Now, you veterans, any of you up to 35 years old are in an excellent position to be real leaders in your local Guard unit, together with your friends and neighbors. And the Guard offers you other benefits, too. Extra income, retirement credits. But the biggest benefit is the feeling of playing an important part in helping to keep America strong. of passing on your knowledge to younger men in your National Guard. It's a feeling you just can't beat. So stop by the Armory and see how the Guard can benefit you.
Jack, that advice should make a hit with all the fellas. And I hope our version of Toy Tiger will make a hit with them, too.
It's time we have Les Paul and Mary Ford back up here on the Armory stage for another number. Goodbye, my love. Going to tell you a few things about the National Guard, but there happens to be someone here today who will interest you. He's America's most decorated hero of World War II, a captain in the Texas National Guard, and one of our great screen stars. Fellas, meet Audie Murphy.
Thanks, Sergeant Allen. Fellas, I'm proud to be a National Guardsman. And you young men who are faced with a military service obligation will be proud to be guardsmen, too. In fact, there are many benefits you gain from being a member of the Guard. So, why not visit your local armory and learn how you can fulfill your military service obligation under the new Military Reserve Forces Act without interrupting your schooling or your civilian career? Here's a tip for you veterans. There are many benefits you, too, can obtain through membership in the Guard. There's that wonderful feeling you get when you help train the younger men. Men who can learn a lot from your military experience. So take a tip. Visit your local National Guard Armory or Air National Guard headquarters today.
Thanks a lot, Audie. I'm sure the fellas listening in will take your tip and visit their local Guard unit soon. Here's one of Ralph Martiri's extra special arrangements. He calls it Dry Martiri. Shop until the same time next week, when we hope you'll all plan to share some more music with us right here in the Armory. Ralph, we're counting on you and the Martiri Men as our National Guard Band of the Month again next week, you know.
Well, we're counting on another great time, Sarge, so we'll see you then.
Fine. And Les and Mary, you'll be our Stars of the Month again, won't you?
We wouldn't miss it for anything, Jack.
The Guard can always count on us.
Well, with Les Paul and Mary Ford and Ralph Martiri and his orchestra all on hand, we're bound to have a wonderful show again next week. So we hope you'll join us again, same time, same station, for Let's Go to Town, brought to you by your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up. Les Paul and Mary Ford appear through the courtesy of Listerine and Antizyme toothpaste.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you.
This is Sergeant Jack Allen suggesting you listen now for information about your local National Guard unit.